Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Shadow Hunter by Michael Prescott, performed by Tanya Eby. For My Father. Prologue. She had a gun in her purse, and she was ready. I hate men, Sheila Rogers said, gulping her daiquiri. Know what I mean? The dark-haired woman nodded. I know. They're pigs is what they are. They use you and throw you away. Sure. Like, there was this guy I told you about. What we had was really special. And then all of a sudden it's over, and he won't even talk to me. That's rough. Really. The dark-haired woman had a name, which she had mentioned earlier when they'd met at the Roxbury, a club down the strip, but Sheila had already forgotten it. She was no damn good with names. She wondered why the woman was hanging with her anyway. They'd been club crawling all night, moving from the Rocks to the Viper Room, then to Babylon in the Teaser, and finally to Lizard Maiden at the west end of Sunset Strip. Along the way, Sheila had imbibed a variety of liquid refreshments, settling on daiquiris as her drink of choice. The alcohol had fuzzed up her brain, and she was vaguely aware that she was talking too much. She couldn't seem to stop. He was a really great guy, she was saying aimlessly as she leaned on the mahogany bar. I mean, he was a pig. He turned out to be a pig. But when we were together, it was like magic, you know? Like we were meant for each other. Yes. Like goddamn destiny, that's what it was. What I thought it was. Sheila shook her head slowly. I guess I said all this stuff already, huh? Back at the Viper Room or somewhere? It's okay. You can tell me again. Sometimes it helps to talk things out. What are you, Mother Teresa? Just a friend. Well, shit. I sure can use one of those. Lately, I've been kind of messed up. How? Over him. I don't know. I can't get him out of my mind. It's been 2 goddamn months. You'd think I'd forget the son of a bitch by now. You'd think... Maybe you don't want to forget. No, I don't. Sheila leaned closer to the dark-haired woman on the bar stool beside her. Can I tell you a secret? Sure. Sheila wanted to whisper, but she couldn't, of course. Lizard Maiden, known to aficionados as the Liz, was not a place for subdued conversation. It was one of the raunchiest clubs on the strip.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?